Welcome back to Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Time now for a look at Tuesday's top news. And up on Capitol Hill, the focus once again the economy, and specifically the regulation of Wall Street. Tim Geithner, the Treasury Secretary, and Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke were testifying before the House Financial Services Committee on Tuesday, with Secretary Geithner saying that he clearly understands the public outrage over AIG executives getting hundreds of millions of dollars in bonuses.
I completely understand it, and it's a completely reasonable reaction to the damage caused by this crisis.
Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke pointing out that he tried to block the bonuses from being in the stimulus legislation, but he says legal reasons prevented him from winning that fight.
It was highly inappropriate to pay substantial bonuses to employees of a division that had been the primary source of AIG's collapse.
Geithner says one of his top priorities is making sure the malfeasance on Wall Street doesn't happen again. He says sweeping new regulatory reforms are on their way.
We came into this crisis without the authority and the tools necessary to contain the damage to the American economy posed by the very severe pressures working through the financial system.
One of the things Geithner argued for today was the ability of the government to seize non-bank entities, and such as investment firms and hedge funds, if in fact he believes their collapse would lead to a crippling effect on the economy. That would also include major insurers like AIG. And of course, the blame game over the bonuses is still playing out on Capitol Hill, with Texas Republican Congressman Jeb Hensarling, a member of the Financial Services Committee, blaming Democrats for the whole bonus fiasco.
The Democrat leadership in Congress and the Obama administration either knew about these bonuses or should have known about these bonuses and could have stopped them.
But New York Democrat Gary Ackerman says all the anger over the bonuses is misdirected.
The real problem is greed. And I think that with all of the roaring and chest beating that we did and are continuing to do, we're not really fixing the problem here.
For his part, President Obama getting set for his second primetime press conference, once again with a focus on the economy. This time he's expected to make a plug for the plan unveiled on Monday to buy up those toxic assets on Wall Street, as well as make a strong pitch for his $3.6 trillion budget. According to excerpts released by the White House in advance of the president's opening statement, the president expected to argue that the economic plan, as well as all the billions and trillions of dollars to be spent on the cap-and-trade system, health care reform, and education, is all intertwined and is all necessary in order to help our economy recover. Meanwhile, congressional Republicans aren't buying a word of that. House Republican leader John Boehner says the president's spending plans are just flat-out irresponsible.
At a time when our economy is in serious recession, I think Americans deserve better. They need solutions, not distortions. The fact is, the president's budget spends too much, taxes too much, and it borrows too much.
The number two Republican in the House is Eric Cantor of Virginia. He says not only do the American people deserve better than the Obama plan, they don't want the Obama plan.
This budget is far out of the mainstream, and we wouldn't have to see a campaign to try and convince moderate Democrats to support this budget if it was reflective of the mainstream of this country.
Meanwhile, after that huge rally on Wall Street Monday, stocks giving back a little bit on Tuesday. The Dow Jones losing 116 points to close at 7660. The Nasdaq dropping 37 to close at 1518. The broader S&P 500 gave back 17 points to end the day at 806. Oil was up 18 cents a barrel to close at $53.98 per barrel. The Obama administration, meanwhile, deploying hundreds of officers and other resources to the nearly 2,000-mile border between the U.S. and Mexico. Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano says the U.S. wants to help its neighbor as Mexico tries to battle the growing violence perpetrated by drug cartels.
To provide assistance to the government of Mexico to break up these huge cartels, which are funneling tonnage quantities of illegal drugs into our country on a regular basis.
Napolitano also elaborated on the additional tools headed to the border.
Mobile X-ray units. These will be used to help identify anomalies in passenger vehicles. Moving today, 100 more CBP personnel to do outbound inspections. We are moving 12 teams of cross-trained dogs.
On the culture war front, traditional marriage once again being attacked on a variety of fronts. In Vermont, the first legislative effort to legalize gay marriage is one step closer to completion. The state house has already approved the idea, and now the issue has easily cleared a Senate committee. A full Senate approval is expected soon, but the Republican governor of Vermont is opposed to the legislation. Here in Washington, openly gay Massachusetts Congressman Barney Frank says he wants to see the repeal of the Defense of Marriage Act.
At some point, that's going to have to go to the United States Supreme Court. I wouldn't want it to go to the United States Supreme Court now because that homophobe Antonin Scalia's got too many votes on this current court.
Frank says he's also optimistic that with a strong Democratic majority, Congress will pass an anti-discrimination bill in terms of homosexuality that will also include rights for the transgendered. Still ahead in this edition of Dateline Washington, we'll get analysis of the Obama approach to the border crisis with Al Garza of the Minuteman Civil Defense Corps. We'll talk about the assault on marriage with Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse of the Ruth Institute. And when we come back on Dateline Washington, what to expect from President Obama tonight, and whether the American people are still listening. Stay tuned.